Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're trying to time them up.
That's a quick one.
People are out there trying to time them up.
Quick pitch,
yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully you're ready for that one. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. I wasn't. Thought I had a minute. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday.
Funky!
Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Just a couple of minutes from right now, just an insane game one of the NBA Finals. Pacers keep on doing the same thing over and over again. And I guess this is what they're going to do. I guess they're just going to keep doing this. We'll get back to that. We might talk about the Braves at some point again.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? I mean, we don't even talk about it no more.
We don't have to mention another
damn thing about that baseball team. What's it right here? College football news and notes.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't have to talk about anything.
I guess we could do that.
We gotta talk about that either.
That's true. All right. So we'll
some good stories.
Play it by ear at 120 because we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as we always do. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Yeah, but I mean the last thing I'll say about them Braves is this. When your coach or your manager says two things when he's addressing the team to the media, he says leadership and he says players. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to get y'all blank together.
Yeah.
Because it's one of them things where if I could cut your ass, I would. Mm. If I could sit you down, I would. And he is he seems like he's about had it with these dudes. And he tries to – not tries. He defends their ass until there's no more defending them.
Right.
Now he's like, all right, y'all need to get
– Right. That, I mean, that's the thing about Snit is, you know – whatever, however you feel about him, this comment is not related to that. It's the fact that he's been here long enough and talked about enough ups and downs to where you know when it sounds different, right? That sounded different after the game, which, of course, hopefully it would.
Yeah.
Hopefully it would after that horrifying collapse that they had in the ninth inning yesterday. I just wonder, from that perspective.
They scored 10 runs, Buck!
That's something as far as, leadership in the clubhouse – that has been talked about by media and fans and folks that are around the Braves for a couple of years now.
Yep.
And I think we've both kind of been like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that is what it is.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't tend to buy that stuff all that much. I think it's more about the roster and the talent and momentum and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. For him to go out yesterday after that game and say, yeah, our leaders need to step up and rally the troops – I mean, that kind of is his job too.
Yes.
Like he is the leader.
Yes.
Again, I do wonder, does someone, we kind of were making fun of this a couple of weeks ago about they haven't any team meetings yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's beat up a water cooler with a baseball bat or something like that.
But you tweeted yesterday, there needs to be a table flipped over.
Somebody flip a light. But we haven't heard about any of that stuff, right? Like in the past when they've been going through tough times, you hear about a team meeting or you hear about whatever. Like, it doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. Or maybe that's not the reason it worked. Or maybe it was. I mean, baseball is one of those ones that's so mental that anything that can turn the worm a little bit can be given credit for being the reason why things turned. Right. Whatever. They just have to believe that it is. We just haven't heard any of that stuff.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, where is it? Somebody do something.
Somebody do something.
I don't know what.
I'd love to hear how the plane ride went. They had a 5-hour
You'd have to hope somebody said something, right?
Because, you know, after especially headed out west, they have to go get on a plane.
Very rarely.
They're in and out of the locker room.
Very rarely on the plane. More likely team meeting today or something like that in California. Very rarely when you're on a plane after a loss or something like that, does somebody give a speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Just sort of.
It's just very rarely.
It just kind of like. Hard to do.
Yeah, get your thought. Let him get your thoughts in front. Because when you lose stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I believe me, living in working in California, and we had a tough loss to the Jets. It was real bad. And I'm talking about that was the longest damn flight ever, especially when you make a mistake. And you just sit there and you think about it. And then once we got back, we sat down. We had the player-only meeting, the one that actually worked for us because we did end up winning like 4 of the next 5 games. But, yeah, that trip out there is really not a lot being said. It really isn't. It's everybody sitting there with their damn thoughts like, damn. Now, today, someone said. I believe. I wholeheartedly believe someone said. You had to say something.
Yeah.
You had to.
But that's just I always come back to the same thing that I've said all year of like.
Yeah, we're talking about the Braves.
You started it. You started it. Look, I think given the situation, it deserves some time. I don't know what talking about it is going to change.
Right.
Like, I don't know what a meeting is. It's not like they're not trying hard.
And
you know what I mean? The guys are working hard trying to figure it out. And some guys have figured it out. Some guys are playing really well. Some guys just aren't playing very well right now. Michael Harris had 2 hits yesterday. They scored 10 damn runs.
The
thing about it is they had a 6-run lead going in the 9th inning and blew that. So the bullpen being terrible, inconsistent, decent at times, but also terrible at times. Bit him in the ass yesterday, but it's like that there's no team meeting about that. They already DFA'd the guy.
Yeah,
like they're getting rid of him.
But this is one of those things when you're in this funk right now, how they are, and yeah, they scored 10 runs, and yeah, Ronald and Drake went back to back, and Riley and everybody hit. You still damn lost another series.
Yeah.
We got to.
You're 11 games out of first place on June 6th.
And a lot of times when they have, or when teams have these meetings or whatever, it's all stuff that's already known.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not telling nobody something new.
Or maybe there's something more to it. Like maybe they feel like there was some nonsense about guys not hustling or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody needs to yell at somebody.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
In my opinion, that don't work. But, you know, whatever. Because it's real simple, but it's hard. Because baseball is hard. Play better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, it's simple to say that. It's something that I'm pretty sure they're well aware that they need to play
they
better.
They probably know that, yeah.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
And when you're in this fuck, what we say, it finds you. And not all the time it's the player. Sometimes it's just a damn team.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think at a certain point, though, too, with some guys, you can't. Like, I think Russell Iglesias is not capable of playing better right now. I don't think that he's the same person. I think he's a different pitcher. And it's not hard to watch. Like it's hard to watch because it's hard to watch. But you know what I mean? Like, if you've seen what he was and you see what he is now, it's not the same guy.
No, it's a cliff.
So stop putting him in. You know what I mean?
He put in, blew it.
Stop putting him in.
Blew it was supposed to go in there and get 3 damn outs.
Right.
And he got 1.
Well, he got 3 the first time and then in the 9th. He got all 3 in the 8th. But then in the 9th inning, yes. He got 1 out. Yeah. Yes,
with
he did.
A 6.
Yes, he gave up
run.
5. Yes, he gave up 5 runs. That's right. But like that's also what Scott Blewett is supposed to be able to do. He's supposed to be able to get 3 outs when you're up 6.
Yes.
You're not asking him to be anything really more than what he is, which is a not very good bullpen pitcher. That's why he was available in May. That's why you were able to sign him in May and bring him in. He's not a guy who you're counting on. Iglesias is the guy you're supposed to be counting
on. Yes, he's your
closer. But he's not good.
So
they have to stop using him.
And I don't want to hear no more about, oh, well, because they got to a slow start, he was not able to get a lot of save opportunities.
Or that he's warmed up in the bullpen too much. And he hasn't been able to get out there.
In the freaking bullpen.
Nah, he's just not good right now.
Give me a break.
The only thing they can do with him is invent some sort of muscle pull and put him down for 2 weeks and see if he can figure it out.
Let him be... What am I thinking about? Pitcher with the glasses that we love, Jesse. Let him be our new Jesse. All right? Let him be our new damn Jesse.
The problem is Jesse was supposed to be Scott Blewett, or Scott Blewett was supposed to be Jesse, and Russell Iglesias is supposed to be your closer. And he has 8 decisions on June 6th.
That's not good.
He's 3-5 on June 6th and 4 blown saves. Boo! Because every time he comes into the game, he gives up runs.
Like, how often do they boo in their bow?
It's not often, man.
Not very often, but you could hear it.
You don't hear Braves. Braves fans are real, and I give credit. Like I think Braves fans are a little bit more patient than most fan bases, which is fine. That's just sort of a characteristic
boo!
Of the fan base. They booed him off the field yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Like, no. You got to do something bad for Braves
just,
fans.
Just
to
imagine
boo you off the
being
field.
There and listening to this great show talk about. Score some runs, and you're sitting there, and they're scoring runs. They're scoring runs. Scored 10 freaking runs yesterday. And you let a guy who I always tell you I'm never, ever comfortable with people who went here. He comes in. He was cool. No, what I mean is he, you know, Blue ain't part of the family. Mm-hmm. You know, Blue is that damn cousin's uncle's nephew's brother.
Well, but you know what he is, though, and this is a problem with this team this year. He's a cheap available option that they have to count on.
Yes,
because
and that's the problem.
And that's a bigger picture. We don't need to get into that because there's
not go there.
There's just nothing to be gained by complaining about Liberty Media. Like, it is what it is. Stop being a fan of the team.
Yep.
Like that's your option. Like to complain about ownership is to basically say. Like, yes, you're right. Like, it would be great if they would have opened up the wallet for Max Fried or Freddie Freeman or any of that stuff. But that's
this,
a whole
this
different.
Is not forcing. What happened yesterday and what's going on in this season right now is not forcing their hand to do anything.
No, well, they're not going to go either way.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. They won a World Series three years ago, and they let the three of the best players from the team are gone now.
Yes.
That you could have kept, that would have loved to have stayed here. Like, winning and losing has nothing to do with it. They have a bottom line that they want to keep because they're trying to make money. Like, fine. Cool.
That building's going to be beautiful.
That's a whole different
that's going to be a beautiful building.
Discussion
lot,
than what we're
stuff.
Talking about here.
Yeah.
But it also isn't, though, because you're having to play Nick Allen at shortstop every single day because of that. You're having to play Alex Verdugo or Eli White every single day because of that. Like, you've done well because you have really good people in your front office with the budget signings that you've made and the pitching staff. But your bullpen right now is not the bullpen of a team that is legitimately trying to compete for a championship.
Agree.
Your bullpen is a budget bullpen.
Yes.
And that's, you know.
And that's how you get your ass whipped.
That's right.
Yep. That's how you blow a 6-run ninth. 10 runs, Andy. Like, I'm like, all right. I saw. And, you know, the worst part about it was – is that when Rafi got 2 strikes up on the dude, and I could hear the Braves fans rallying behind him, trying to get him over this damn hump. And what does he do?
Yeah, the best that he can, which is not good. Like,
stop throwing that damn slider.
Get him out of there.
Stop throwing that slider.
You got to get him out of
stop
the game.
Stop throwing that slider, man. Stop throwing everything. Slider, change up, fastball, whatever.
So here's the problem is that, you know, it's still first half of the season. You're 11 games out. Like, you're beyond the this guy's coming back, that guy's coming back, whatever. Like, the next step is, do you – and I asked Grant about this last week because it was kind of headed in this direction. Like, do you legitimately consider trading some of these guys that you thought were going to be long-term pieces? And you should. You should. You should think about it.
For what?
For the future.
So you're ready to go for the future already?
I'm close.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't get there.
I'm close.
Yeah, I can't get there.
Yeah, like if you can replenish some of the, you know, and have some guys that are going to be really good, like next year and the year after. I understand, like, it's no fun to mortgage it.
Yeah.
But even at their best, these guys weren't beating the Dodgers.
I agree with
you. So what's the point?
I agree with that.
Like,
but I'm
if you can flip a Austin Riley or a Matt Olson or a Michael Harris or something like that, and get some guys that are gonna. Make it so we're not doing this next year.
But this is the guys.
We thought.
No, but no, it's not even they thought. These are the guys they paid.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You got it wrong. And you move them for something that is maybe
forward. How was it wrong? They just put up. I know they're not playing well this year.
Right.
But you're going to tell me because this year we're erasing everything?
Not everything. Not everything. But
that's what you're saying if you're talking about getting rid of him.
But again, he's not one guy's not everything. Ronald Acuña's not going anywhere.
Right.
Like, you have pillars that are obviously untradeable.
I thought Austin Riley was a pillar.
I thought so too. But maybe you could get some other future pillars back for him. Is all I'm like. But again, that's where we are now. Like, that's what this is now. Like, we can keep saying they're better than their record. All right.
Yeah.
Prove it.
And that's what I have to do. I'm not ready to go there, though.
Okay. And again, maybe it's not yet, but when is it? Like, because this is 18 months of this, right? Like, this isn't new.
No, it's not. But still, I understand where you're coming from.
We'll just ride it out.
But
then.
I'm just not, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not ready to go.
All right. We didn't talk any NBA, so we'll do that on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game.
Whoa, whoa!
That helps. That helps. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show on a Funk Friday, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're about 15 minutes away from an AMA, so get your questions ready. Anything and everything is on the board as it is an AMA. So 404-726-0929, we'll get there. We'll get back into some NBA Finals Game 1 conversation as well. Got a tweet from a listener that it was the first time on a single day in sports history where two games had been 99.9% whatever win probability, and both teams had lost. Obviously,
really?
The Thunder losing that game last night, and then the Braves being a part of the history as well. Not great, but yeah, so that happened. A couple of
long shots.
Because you said it was like 0 and whatever.
0-182.
Like teams were 0-182 when they were up? Nine with under 3 minutes in a finals game.
Yes.
All right, we'll make it one. And obviously, if there was going to be a one, it was going to be the Pacers because that's the fifth time they've done that this postseason, down 15 in the fourth quarter to come back and win. Yeah. And, you know, I guess it was going to be the Braves too because that's the one thing this season hasn't had yet was that one day huge collapse, rock bottom, series ending, sweep, piece of crap.
Yes.
And that's what yesterday
was. It was a kick in the junk. exactly what it was. Have you seen this new story about Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson playing one-on-one for $100,000?
No. I saw like a clip of the two of them talking yesterday. And I don't know why I couldn't turn the audio on for some reason. But they were pretty fired up about it.
They're mad. They are going back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, who would Beasley get him?
Michael Beasley, man.
People don't realize how cold-blooded that cat was.
Especially one-on-one.
That dude was cold.
Yeah.
And again, I got to see him because he drafted through the Heat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about this guy, he got buckets on
everybody. And he was weird because he kind of came out around the same time as all the great guys whose era is kind of ending right now. Right? Like he was kind of like a little bit after LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like him and Durant were good buddies coming up because I think they both came up kind of in the DMV area.
Yeah.
And so it's like that all those guys, they're all, you know, obviously had way better careers at Beasley, but they all talk about him. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, the one guy that in the AAU circuit that nobody could stop was that dude.
He got buckets.
He had multiple screws loose and still was able to make a decent NBA career.
That was always a funny thing was because back then that was my street days. And so you would get to see him. What was the other young boy they picked, Andy?
The Heat?
Yeah. DeLon Wright, was that his name?
His brother.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah. Not DeLon Wright still plays.
Yeah.
He plays for the Knicks.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Darrell Wright. Is it Darrell Wright?
It's one of them. But like, because they were teenagers. So you would see them out. They're the NBA player. They're in the club with us and everything. And just the youthfulness of them. Because you're like, they're still a damn children. Mm-hmm. You know, because they weren't drinking or nothing like that. But they'd be sitting there like, look at this kid, this 18-year-old boy, what is he doing in here?
Having a good time. Know?
But they weren't. They was just like, they were just sitting there.
Oh, they just like thought he was supposed to be there, so he was there?
Yeah, I was like, go home. Go play the video game or something, man.
Come back in a couple
years.
Get
your little ass out of here, man. But no, Beez was a damn bucket getter.
So those two guys are going to play one-on-one for
$100,000? Yeah, they got these new things that these boys keep on, these dudes that aren't playing anymore keep challenging each other outside of the big three to these one-on-one thing. So, all right.
Sure.
Yeah,
fine. I'd rather watch that than watch Nate Robinson box some Paul brother. You know what I mean?
Never again.
He got a kidney transplant.
He did get one. That's what I was like.
Yeah, he's going to live.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he was in tough shape for a while.
The person who donated. Now, we come back here on Monday because you'll be here Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'll be here Monday too.
Yep.
Serious Tide?
Yep. Okay. Yep, I believe it will be. I believe that the Thunder are going to and look, I don't know. Maybe I'm still doing the dumb thing of underestimating the Pacers.
Yeah, I am.
Because, like, I'll be honest with you, and I need to go back and look at it, because the one game that I kind of haven't paid close attention to in their run was Game 2 against the Knicks. Obviously, they had that great comeback win in Game 1, similar to what happened last night against the Thunder, and then everyone just kind of thought, because it was in Madison Square Garden, right, like, the Knicks will get Game 2, mm-hmm. and that'll be that. They kind of, like, systematically just shut them down that game. Like, really, maybe not their best win of the playoffs, but it was a really impressive win in Game 2 that nobody thought that they were going to win. The Thunder are head and shoulders better than the Knicks are.
Yes, they are.
And the home court advantage I think they're much better than the Pacers too, but obviously the Pacers beat them last night, so it doesn't matter what I think. I also think that home court advantage that they have there in Oklahoma is real. Pacers didn't care about
it
last night.
They snatched it.
Yeah.
They snatched it, and you know, playoffs don't start till a road opponent wins on the home court.
It started last night.
Yeah, and so I mean, but when you look at the 19, 20 turnovers in the first half, that is when they go on that run. I'm talking about OKC. That's when they just and they couldn't do it. They could not get. They turned the ball over, but they didn't get the points off the turnover that you need. And Chet didn't play well.
Yep.
J-Dub didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, Shea got 38, but he took 30 shots.
Yeah,
he was getting to his spot, but he wasn't at his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't drawing fouls and all those different things because he had a guy, you mentioned it, that knows him. Been knowing each other since they were legit, playing against each other up there in Canada all these years. So, obviously, he's played against Shea over and over and just pick up ball and knows how to guard him, and he was not going for that push-off. Remember we said this the day before yesterday. I was like, how do the referees ref this game for Shea in this game?
Yeah.
And if
they were pretty even.
Yes.
It was pretty.
And if they're not going to give him the favorable whistle like they always have, mm-hmm. this could be a different game.
Yeah. No, I thought that the game was – I thought that the Pacers were going to win that challenge late in the game. I think Siakam was pretty clearly fouled.
Yes, he was.
So,
but I love that because that's when Rick Carlisle took the time to say, hey, we're going to get a stop, and we're not going to let them get set their defense.
Right, that was sort of a timeout challenge combo.
And do you think that Rick Carlisle knew he was going to lose the challenge?
I mean, maybe. He should. Again, I don't think he should have. I think they should have won the challenge.
Exactly, but he's so damn smart.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, let me use this extra timeout to talk to y'all because we're not going to use the timeout.
Right.
And what they did was, as soon as they got the rebound, they didn't throw it to Hallie. Hallie was not – they threw it up court, and then Hallie went and got the ball.
That's the thing about it is, like, the Thunder are a horrible matchup for most teams. And I still think that there are some matchups in this series that are really bad for the Pacers. They've got some tough matchups for Oklahoma City as well. That being that, like, most teams can't just take their point guard off the ball and still have their offense function.
Right.
And I hesitate to say function too, like, emphatically.
Because it wasn't that bad.
Because it didn't function great.
It wasn't great.
They
exactly.
had 20 turnovers in the first half.
Exactly.
Like, the plan, because I know people are kind of, I don't know about killing, but, like, questioning Dagnall, the Thunder coach, for going small lineup to start and having Cason Wallace in there instead of Isaiah Hartenstein. It worked.
But why?
They got 20 turnovers.
But my thing is, why?
I think because they weren't super worried about, like, they thought Chet was going to be able to exploit the Turner matchup all by himself. And then you just wanted to have Cason Wallace to guard Siakam. Like, I think that was their thing.
The Hartenstein can't guard Siakam?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
Chet can't guard Siakam?
Kind of. I think Siakam's too strong for him.
I think so, too. But at least no. Because, you even mentioned this. I forgot who we were talking to. Like, Siakam is a matchup problem.
Yeah.
Offensively.
Yes.
Because he's about 6'11".
And he's strong.
And strong as hell. And has a back-to-the-basket game. Mm-hmm. Can shoot and all those different things. So, that's when, like, who do you put on him?
He's the matchup problem that the Thunder don't really have an answer for.
Right.
Like, I think that they can go big lineup to start game two,
Which one to guard him?
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe you try to get Jalen Williams on him or something like that, because J-Dub's a good perimeter defender, not as big as Siakam is. But, yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, that's kind of the chess piece that the Pacers have. The other chess piece, too, is if it's just going to be a small lineup and you have Chet out there, Chet's obviously going to be guarding Miles Turner, which means Chet's not near the hoop.
Yes.
Like, Chet's a really good rim protector.
Yes.
He's not the strongest guy in the world, but he's long as hell, and
yes.
he protects the rim. He's got to stand with Miles Turner at the three-point line. Like, that changes a huge dynamic in what the Thunder want to do defensively. So
yeah, because they want to collapse the paint.
Yeah.
Yes, they want to collapse the paint.
Yeah.
And then if Chet's not there or Hartenstein's not there because they're guarding, like you said, then that means it's great. And they are great perimeter defenders. They can't keep it from that glass all the damn time.
Yep. And that's where they got killed yesterday.
And that's where, exactly.
Yep. 56 rebounds for the Pacers, 39 rebounds for the Thunder. That's how you can turn the ball over 20 times in the first half and still be hanging tight, because they were down 12 at halftime. Could have been worse. They're down 12 at halftime. I mean, they were down, 11 going into the fourth quarter, 9 going into the fourth quarter. So 15 at one point. You just can't kill them. And the reason you can't kill them is not just because they're whatever, like, you know, a character from a horror movie.
Yes.
It's because of stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, they have great basketball players and really good matchups, too. So,
damn good coach.
And a really good coach.
Really good.
A really, really good coach. So, yeah, man, yesterday was awesome. Halliburton's the absolute sniper in the playoffs. First part of this hour was brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a Funk Friday. We have 6 phone lines. I'd love to have 6 people on hold when we come back in about 5 minutes. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up here on a Friday afternoon. Ask and you shall receive. Full phone lines. Gotta love it. Did I already tell you that the final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air? I'm supposed to tell you twice. Even if I did, this
tell
is
me
good.
Again.
Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Let's start with Scott, who's in Elbert County.
Elbert County!
What's up, fellas? So I got a question for Randy, Andy, and A.
All right.
So Randy, start bench or cut Randy McMichael, Ben Watson, Brock Bowers.
Okay.
Andy, start bench or cut Marquise Tuiasosopo, Jake Browning, or Jake Locklear. And for A, star, co-star, extra, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right. You want to go first?
Of course I'm going to start my damn self. Of course I'm going to start my damn. I don't know nobody would. Now, was Brock Bowers a better tight end than me than Jordan? Yeah. But I'm still going to start my damn self.
Yeah, come on.
Duh. Then Ben Watson is my brother from another mother.
So he's on the bench.
Yeah.
And then Brock Bowers is cut.
Yeah, and Brock can go to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, here you go.
Well, yeah,
we'll take him at Washington.
Yeah, I'm not going to not start myself.
I'm thankful he didn't put Penix on that list because that would have made it hard.
Right.
But yeah, I'm starting Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Yes.
I mean, can I put Locker at safety? Because that's what he should have played.
That's what he should have been.
Yeah, he was.
He's a hell of an athlete.
He was a 6'4", like 4'4", athlete who probably shouldn't have been playing quarterback. And then, yeah, I'm going to cut Browning. Like, yeah. I'm happy that he did all of the stuff that he did there, but in terms of talent, he's probably the least talented of those guys.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to star. Brad Pitt is going to support. And we saw that in already once. And Tom Cruise gets a cameo.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's, what was that, Once Upon a Time in L.A. or what's that
called? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood had DiCaprio Pitt in that order, yeah.
Okay. That was a good movie. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy, Randy.
What up, man?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I got a aluminum foil naughty Funk Friday conspiracy theory for y'all to talk about.
All right. Good.
So have y'all heard the one where Jimi Hendrix actually didn't pass away, but he changed careers and became Morgan Freeman?
I haven't heard that. No.
I've heard that one. No. No.
Y'all have a good one.
No.
Oh, all right.
No, thanks, Tim. No, I've never heard that one.
People, they don't even look alike, really.
Nothing alike. Nothing alike.
Also, Jimmy's from Seattle. Like, Morgan Freeman's from Mississippi or something like that.
I have no
like,
clue.
They don't sound alike.
Well, you can't be from down the street if you're going to take on the personality.
Good point.
Of a whole nother,
that's a good point. And Morgan Freeman didn't pop up until he was 55.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't somehow became a movie star at that point. Like, well, no one's ever seen young Morgan Freeman. I know they have.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen his.
But not really. Like, he didn't get famous till later.
Yes, he didn't get famous until later on. And I know a lot of people don't realize that he has a messed up hand. Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You even notice he wears a glove all the time?
Morgan Freeman? Uh-huh. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just if you ever see a picture of
him. Well, I remember in Shawshank, he had the baseball mitt on.
Yeah, but he wears something on his hand all the time.
Huh.
Is that a conspiracy?
No, I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Somebody told me.
Oh, okay.
I was like, now I looked at it. I was like, huh. So every time he's out, I try to see if he has that black glove on, and he does.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
So he might have lost some fingers or something.
Maybe he's trying to take the everybody looking at his left hand off, because Jimmy was left-handed.
Oh, that could
I'm
be.
Draw all the attention to my right hand. So they don't
think
I'm left-handed.
And Jimmy played left-handed.
Huh.
That could be
that
it.
Could
I don't
be
know.
It.
And are y'all sure that they don't look that much alike? Take young Morgan Freeman and young Jimi Hendrix. I think they're similar if I just picture them in my head, but I could be wrong.
This is hard because Jimmy's hair, you know.
Yes.
Like, Morgan never really had the hair like that. And then Jimmy was wearing scarves on his head and all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, he was a wild dresser because
right,
it was the 60s.
Thank you. He got a car wreck. Messed up his hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure Jimi Hendrix died when he was 27.
Yeah.
He's like one of that 27 club. Like,
yes,
all these great musicians and stuff died at that age.
Now, that there is creepy.
That's a wild
one. That one is creepy.
That's a wild
one. That one is creepy.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy or Randy, how are we doing today?
Hello.
Hey, so when was the last time you thought you were doing something good and it turned out all bad? Quick back line on it. Tuesday, some guys got to fighting at Cornhole.
What the hell do you mean dudes got fighting at Cornhole?
Dudes got to fighting at Cornhole, bro. It was the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life.
Like a fist fight?
But like a fist fight.
Over
like,
a cornhole game?
Yeah, man. Somebody quote unquote stepped over a line and got to arguing and yeah.
Okay.
So we try to break the fight up. I grab one of the dudes, wrap him around the back. But now everybody is pushing, right? So everybody's pushing, and boom, they push me right into the corner of a wall. And when he hit my chest, I swore my lung collapsed.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to the hospital.
Oh, jeez.
Damn, Mo.
Severe chest bruising, and then find out I got pneumonia on the other side.
Damn,
I said I'll never break up another fight in my life.
Yeah, I don't break up fights.
Damn.
If it ain't none of my people... I'd stay away from it, especially nowadays where these fools want to be. Yeah,
right, that's the thing.
Yeah, they ain't got no. Like, there was a time where taking an ass whooping to get teased was the thing.
That happened.
It happened.
People now, lose fights sometimes.
Yeah, you can't get no ass whooping to get teased. Well,
I like a 500 record in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You win some, you lose some. You have an example of a time when everything you thought you were doing good and it wasn't?
I'm married, of course. Plenty of times that we think we're doing something right. And it was the wrong thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, if you're a married man, it's something you like, oh, man. And she's like, that's not what I wanted. I was like, oh, my bad, babe. I thought this would be nice and thoughtful and everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't want that. So, yeah.
All right. Walter's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
It's usually when it's time.
What's going on, Andy, Randy? How y'all doing today, man?
Pretty good, Walter. How are you?
Hey, man, I ain't going to hold you, bro. I laugh every time I hear that Blue Chew commercial, and Andy just say, chew it and do it. I just laugh every time I hear that.
Good. That's the goal.
Every
That's
time.
Goal.
It's hilarious.
Well, the goal is to get people to buy the product.
Buy the product.
I also want you to laugh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God I don't need that. But anywho, either one of y'all guys, I mean, I got a golf date tomorrow, and so I'm trying to work it.
Yeah,
I think you mean a tee time.
Yeah, whoa.
Tee time. All right, yeah, I'm new to this.
Okay, I'm like, a golf date? You're like, you taking a young lady on a date at a golf course?
No, I normally go by myself.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to hone in on my... On my routine, so I don't know if you guys had any tips or whatnot as far as what be your routine, you know, heading into a tee time, going into the next day or whatnot.
Oh, okay.
You guys go that deep with it.
Thank you, Walter.
I was like,
I do, yeah.
My routine: make sure the lighters are full of my cigars are ready, the cooler is full. make sure that I get the driver that's under the bed just in case somebody walk in the house and my pot out of your ass upside your head.
Smart.
And that's it.
Yeah, you need the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first place we'll start is we'll call it a tea time.
He said date time.
We'll call it a tea time.
You didn't,
he didn't say that he wasn't going with a chick, though.
He said he wasn't. Well, that's true. He said normally he goes alone.
Yeah.
But maybe tomorrow
I
it is.
I think a golf date, if both of you are just moderately okay at golf, would be pretty cool.
Yeah. That's a long one, you know?
If like, you don't end up liking, maybe a
second
date.
If the date goes well.
Yeah, maybe a second date.
Round of golf might take five, maybe just nine holes or something like that, you know?
I wouldn't want my first date to be with somebody. And it's a possibility she might be musty.
Second or third date. Definitely second or third date.
You know what I'm saying?
But isn't every date a possibility that she might be musty?
No, true.
But it's more likely it's more in a likely. Sporting we event. Out there yeah. I know what you stuff. Mean.
Like, this is my belief. Now, no, I ain't been on a first date in a long time. I haven't spent that long. And I'm never going on another first date. But it's always my strategy. I never get into a competitive thing with my first date.
That's smart.
Yeah. Never do that. And I never go to a movie on the first date.
Also smart.
Yeah. Never go to a movie on the first date and never do like bowling and all that on the first date. Nah.
Yeah.
You sit down somewhere, find your little something, and then you know.
Yeah. We got to play to your strengths.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
go, Andy. Go tapas.
Sure.
Yeah. Go tapas. All right. Don't feed her. Don't give her a full meal on the first date. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then that's an expectation. All right, so yeah, don't get her full on the first date. All right,
well,
I always remember that.
You also, you know, full people are less likely to, you know.
Yeah, they're sleepy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, give them tapas and wine, Andy.
Yeah, wine's
a good
idea.
No liquor. Don't get
the, I have a follow-up.
Don't get you no shot on the first date.
Nah, I'll take a shot on the first date.
Unrelated to the first date thing. You said you keep a driver under the bed in case you know you need it.
Yep.
I always thought an iron would be better suited for.
However, I'm swinging it. It don't matter.
Yeah,
driver's longer, so you're gonna have a little bit more.
Yeah, how,
driver feels like the
more reach.
However, I'm swinging it.
Snap.
Somebody's gonna be gashed and leaking.
I do feel like a sand wedge is probably most likely to do the most like maiming. Mm-hmm. You hit somebody with the 60-degree sand wedge, that's probably gonna.
Yeah,
I just thought a driver once you used it once. At Randy's power, you know that it might snap.
I'm gonna bust you. I'm gonna bust you up.
But what if it's two people?
It don't matter. Pow pow. That was gonna sound.
My
like.
Thing with that Ba-pow! Is always like because I keep a golf club by my bed too.
Yeah.
But my thing is always like, man, you gotta get real close to him to hit him with a golf club.
Dude, I'm just telling you right now. I got the whole strategy down for all that. All right, and it's gonna be like a whirlwind of ass whipping.
You know what Randy Johnson once said? That he keeps a bucket of balls by his bed.
Yeah.
Because his arm is a deadly weapon. Like, that was an actual quote. I don't know if he really did it, but that was a quote that he said. He said, if somebody breaks into my house, and I don't have a gun, but I got a bag of baseballs next to the house, or next to the bed, because my left arm is a deadly weapon. But yeah, if I'm going golfing, I usually, the night before, will pick out what I'm going to wear. Because I'm excited about it. Excited about it. I have so many polos and combos.
Do you use a watch or any kind of like GPS or a...
I use an app called the Grint. Which is like a GPS, so it'll kind of tell you how far you are. Okay. You have a Garmin?
I have a Garmin watch that uses an app. So you always got to make sure your watch is charged.
Ah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And then I would say get there, you know, don't be the guy running up to the tee box at your tee time.
Get yourself enough time to warm up.
Get there early enough to people up.
Disagree with you on that one. Get there when you can, bro.
Yeah, but like if you can get there early, you should.
Yeah.
Don't be the guy that's making people wait for you on the first tee.
Well, y'all waited. Well, actually.
Well, you actually showed up
on the tip tee. But I told you this.
You did. That's fine. Yeah, that was expected. Yeah. But there's people that I play with regularly that you just kind of know. Like, I've lied to them and been like, yeah, tee time's at 9:15.
Right.
And the tee time's actually at 9:45.
Yeah.
Because I know they're rolling in at 9:20 and being like, hey, can you guys hold or come back and get some done?
Okay.
Be there on time. It's also, if you want, you know, warm up, be good too. Avery's in Atlanta. Hey, Avery.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hi.
A couple weeks ago, went out to the movies with the lady. Was not our first date. Been together for a bit.
Okay.
And she loved the movie. Everyone has loved it. The reviews are great. I did not like it at all.
Okay.
Is there anything that everyone else has loved and you're like, no, not me?
What movie was it, if you don't mind us asking?
Sinners.
Oh, really? Didn't like Sinners,
I love Sinners.
Yeah.
You're the first person I've heard.
It fell short.
Okay.
It fell short.
Okay. Fair enough.
Something
everybody loves that you're not into.
Oh, man. Seltzers?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Like, Randy, you don't know what you're missing, dog. What's that crap Abe sent us the other day? That picture of the vodka, Sunny D vodka?
Oh, yeah, Sunny Delight vodka?
Yeah, I was
come
like,
on.
No.
Come on. Don't drink that. Don't, no. Please don't drink that.
No.
Unless you want to spend some money on the show, in which case, Sunny Delicious. Yeah. I don't know if everybody's into it, but it's expensive at restaurants. Truffle. Like, people put truffle on stuff. That stuff's gross.
Okay.
Okay? It tastes like dirt. And I like mushrooms.
I'm with you, kind of.
I don't like it.
I like truffle fries.
Don't like truffle
fries. I like truffle fries.
It smells.
But love fries.
We have truffle, and I've been using it a little bit more lately. I've been using it a little bit more.
Yeah, is that one of those things that smells bad to some people and just smells great to others?
It could be one of those things. Yeah, it could be like totally palate specific. But like
cilantro?
Cilantro, right.
The thing with
some people have a chromosome or something.
It's more expensive than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's pricey.
And I didn't realize that.
And then people will have it and they'll think they're so fancy because it's like, oh, we have truffle fries. And it's like, well, just throw, for me, my taste buds, you might as well throw a handful of dirt on those fries because that's what it tastes like to me. I love fries, though.
Truffle fries.
Well, and I like mushrooms in general.
Like, how about just Parmesan cheese on some fries?
I made some mushrooms on the grill yesterday, Bunk.
Or cheddar.
Slamming.
Yeah, mushrooms on the grill are delicious.
Unbelievable.
I haven't been able to get my wife on board with me with mushrooms.
Really?
Because she's like a pretty picky eater for the most part.
Right.
And when we got together, there was a lot of stuff that surprised me. I was like, wow, really? You don't eat? I don't like tomatoes? All right. But she's come around on a lot of stuff.
Right.
But not mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
We're not there yet. All right. Final,
tolerate them.
Final one. Tababi is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tababi.
All right. So yesterday I was out and about and decided to head over to Buford Highway to get some awesome Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I went back to my car and my car was dead.
Oh.
To make matters worse, phone was also dead.
Damn.
And just so happened, I was on Buford Highway, and there's a lot of taxi cabs around. So I was able to wave the cab down and then get home, get my phone charged, and get back to my car. My wife ended up fixing my car, hit my battery like 10 times at a wrench. But when's the last time outside of Andy's limo experience did y'all caught a cab, not an Uber, but I actually waved down a cab and hopped in?
Oh boy.
Been a long time.
Long time since I took a taxi cab.
I'm trying to think. No, you know what? No, when we were in New York. We were in New York for Christmas last year. It's still cabs. Like, cabs are very popular. So we took cabs in New York last year.
Oh, man. I think we took it. No. Oh, okay. I can't think last time I took a cab.
The time before that probably was like pre-Uber.
Yeah.
Because whenever Uber and Lyft came around, I was like, great, perfect. Let's just do this. I just tell them where I am and they'll come get me. But yeah, we took cabs in New York. It was fine.
Yeah, because whenever we over there and with Donna people, we always ride in little bus things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the coolest thing in the world until, like, it's rush hour, and it's like everybody's sitting on each other. Ugh,
we took the subway in New York, too. That was the first time I ever did that. That was great.
You pre-arranged rides, like, at cruise terminals? That was the last time I took a cruise terminal to the airport.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Well,
no, nothing I don't know.
There we go. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Zoe said gazapple today?
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gazapple?
I don't remember what he said.
What the hell is that?
He used some word. Vacation heels are real smooth.
Yeah, dog.
If you're Randy McMichael.
You better believe it.
Nembhard and SGA have been playing with each other for a decade.
Damn.
And Andy likes the firm ones when finger picking.
Yeah.
Not a golf date, it's tea time. You know Randy's mad when he cusses on Twitter. And Bo wants you to know, when it comes to Metallica, he loves Load.
Since the 90s.
Since the 90s.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Fun. Y'all be safe,
man. Talk to you Monday morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.